Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As an unknown number of migrants wait for Title 42 to expire before entering the United States illegally, they will have to wait a little bit longer.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Roberts' order calls for any response to his order to be on his desk by end of business Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, "The order will help prevent illegal immigration." I'm Richard Johnson.
An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of the 10 claims solicited by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson ruled that claims that can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. Kurt Olson on Fox 10 Phoenix is Ms. Lake's attorney.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake and numerous aftershocks have struck in Northern California, knocking out power. The earthquake, which was reported at 2:34 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday morning, had a depth of about 10 miles and was centered 7.5 miles southwest of Ferndale. That's in Humboldt County, about 130 miles north of San Francisco. Some 33 million people are under winter storm watches, and 27 million others are under wind chill factors. An Arctic burst from Canada and a related major storm sweeping the country this week will affect the Northern Plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes later this week. They will see temperatures plummet. Forecasters are warning of power outages, extensive holiday travel delays throughout the Midwest and East. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The January 6th panel voted Monday to refer former President Trump to the Department of Justice on 4 criminal charges, including insurrection and obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress. Constitutional lawyer out of George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, says the committee fell short on proof.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
After raising more than $100 million in her second bid to be Georgia governor, Stacey Abrams' campaign owes more than $1 million in debt to vendors. Her two-time campaign manager, Lauren Groh Wargo, confirmed. She also said negative press and negative polling made fundraising difficult in the final months. A college student athlete was fatally shot in the Northeast over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after a Connecticut college student was found shot to death in New Jersey.
Authorities say 20-year-old Philip Urban was discovered slumped over the steering wheel of a white Mercedes-Benz on Saturday at the Hopewell Valley Nature Preserve, a little north of Trenton. He was a basketball player at Post University, and the team canceled its game on Sunday following the discovery. No arrests have been made at this time. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check out BillMartinezShow.com. Well, everything you know about income inequality, poverty, and other measures of economic well-being in America is wrong. And here to talk more about it is the former Senator and Congressman Phil Gramm, talking about his new book, The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Senator, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. That's a pretty bold statement, but it's true.
Well, and I guess that's what compelled you to write this book, right?
Yeah, for about 20 years, I've been looking at the growing disconnect between the census measure of income upon which our measures of well-being are based and the world that we live in, especially the we live in. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go back and look at how the census puts these numbers together. I found the person who had twice been assistant commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics under two presidents. And we went back and reconstructed the census numbers. And the bottom line basically is this, Bill. The census doesn't count two-thirds of all transfer payments as income to the people who got the transfer payments. They don't count refundable tax credit. And as you know, the IRS has become the biggest welfare agency in the country. They don't count food stamps, where you get a debit card and you buy groceries and the government recharges the debit card. They don't count Medicaid, where the government pays for health care. They don't count rent subsidies. And they also don't count taxes. So the bottom line is, when you, and all this goes back to 1947 when they set up this system. But the bottom line is, they're counting only 0.9 trillion of the 2.8 trillion of transfer payments, and they're not counting any taxes. So they say the top 20% of Americans make 16.7 times as much as the bottom 20%. We show that if you count all transfer payments and you count taxes, that it's actually 4-1 rather than 16-1.
Wow.
That the poverty rate is actually about 2%, and that whereas we've got people like Bernie Sanders running around screaming that growing income inequality is obscene and unsustainable, that the reality is when you count all the income and all the taxes, it's actually slightly lower today than it was in 1947. Now, I know that's difficult to believe, but it's true. And if
why would it be difficult to believe, Senator? We've lost confidence in the government's ability to work up math anyway. I mean, you go back and you say 1947, 1948. The first question is why? Who did this? Who was responsible for jury-rigging these numbers that echoed once again in 1964 when Senator Johnson was leading the war on poverty, or President Johnson was leading the war on poverty? I got to assume they used these same numbers to kind of jury-rig this argument, did they not?
Well, see, in that, they would argue, the census was on this program, they would argue that in 1947, there weren't many payments where the government paid for something or paid you in anything other than cash equivalent. Mm-hmm. And so they started out counting only cash equivalent payments. They then started to accumulate data on all these other things. The data is made public on all these other things. But over the years, they did not go back and change their standard measure of household income and all of our other measures of well-being relative to the individual and the household are based on that one statistic. And it is not just wrong. It, over the years, has become progressively detached exactly from all semblance of reality.
So, Senator,
and they're not going to fix this, by the way.
You say they're not going to what?
That's not true. They're not going to dispute this. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, well, we'll study it, or we'll do a supplemental measure. But what I want Congress to do is to force the Census Bureau to take all the information available and calculate how much income people get, how much they pay in taxes, and then have that reflected in our statistics, because this affects public policy every
exactly
day.
Well, this is going to be a bit earth-shattering here, Senator, because though it may take Congress a while to get through the process, your book really pulls back the veil pretty quickly, and you're going to have public perception on its head over this deal now, because for decades, we've been dealing with this idea of income inequality, and of course, we've been beat over the head in the last couple of decades, especially over this issue, and now we're saying, wait a minute, you don't have your facts straight. This has got to be something that I believe needs to be resolved with some urgency, because as your book connects and resonates with everyday Americans, this is going to cause some severe issues in the body politic, won't it?
Well, listen, today President Biden is out saying, I want to dramatically increase food stamps to eliminate hunger in America. The average household in the bottom 20% of income earners got $45,400 of benefits from the federal government last year. So to be talking about the fact that people don't have enough to eat is a total misperception of what's going on.
And I guess what galls our listeners, Senator, if I might interrupt you, excuse me, is that when we hear numbers like this, $45,400 in benefit, not from the government, but from the people. It's from taxpayers.
Well, that's right.
Right?
Well,
I mean, you know, we keep using this nebulous idea of the government, like Uncle Sam and all that, but it's from people like
it's
you and me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and listen, if you count all of the transfer payments as income and take taxes into account, the bottom 60% of Americans now basically earn about the same income, even though in the bottom 20% of earners, only 36% of prime work-age persons work, whereas pretty close to 90% of prime work-age persons work in the middle income quintile. So you've got people that are struggling, both husband and wife, working, trying to put groceries on the table, trying to send their children to school, and right down the street from them, you've got people that are not breaking a sweat. And yet their income, when you count the value of the benefits they get, is basically the same.
Wow. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the former Senator Phil Graham. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes 6 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're talking with Phil Graham, who served 6 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, 18 years in the U.S. Senate, where he was chairman of the Banking Committee. He was the author of the Reagan budget in the House and landmark budget and banking legislation in the Senate, taught economics at Texas A&M University, and has published numerous articles and books, currently works in private equity, and is a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He and his co-authors give us the book, The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Wow. Senator, what you just unveiled to our audience here is a bit earth-shattering, if I might say, and I got to imagine for the three of you, and I say three of you, Robert Eklund and John Early as well, as you were doing the research and laying this out, I mean, there had to be one light bulb moment after another regarding this topic.
Well, some of these things we suspected, but some of them were totally unexpected. It's like Mark Twain said, it's not what you don't know that gets you in trouble, it's what you know that's not so that gets you in trouble.
Exactly.
And that's the situation with American public policy today.
Wow. And as you say, here we've got these official measures of well-being, that have been misstated. And, this seems to be, in a sense, kind of an infection that is swept into this entire process when we start talking about inequality, right?
Well, I don't know how you can calculate inequality if you don't take into account what government gives people and what government takes away from people in taxes. How could that number have any meaning? I'll just give you an example. The census comes out with a number that says what income is of the bottom 20% of American earners. The Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out with how much they consume. Guess what? They consume twice as much as they earn. The second quintile consumes 10% more than it earns. The top quintile consumes only half it. Well, all of those findings are preposterous. And they're preposterous
exactly.
Because they don't count transfer payments. And the top quintile is not saving 50%. Government is taking over 30% in taxes.
Wow.
And they never it's deducted from their check.
Right. This is simple math, but meanwhile, the way it's being reported to everybody else is that here, we're dealing with income inequality. What else surprised you by your findings, Senator?
Well, we looked at a broad range of issues, Bill. We looked at the super rich. Do they pay their fair share? The top 10% of income earners in America pay a larger share of the total tax burden than the top 10% of earners in any other country on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that's important to note is that it's not fair to call them socialists anymore. I mean, the liberals anymore. We're mostly talking about socialists. They say all we got to do is make these rich people pay more taxes and we can fund all these things. But the mega rich, if you took every penny of their income in this country, you couldn't fund the government for a week.
Right.
If you took every penny of income that the government doesn't already take from the top 1%, that's the top earner out of every 100 earners, you couldn't fund the government for 2 months. Government is funded by middle and upper middle income people because there are too few rich people to fund this government. And that's the whole reality that the socialists don't want people to understand. So this myth is created. And finally, how in the world are you worse off because Bill Gates is rich? He only owns 7% of his company. Who owns the other 93%? Pension funds do. You do. Your pension funds.
Yes. Right. And, you know, and this is the age-old problem, you know, even when income tax first came into being, you know, we were led to believe, I wasn't alive at that point in time, but in reading history, we're led to believe that, you know, they first started, they were going to go after that that top 1%, that same old argument. Here it is. It just never goes away. And little did we know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, was channeling her thoughts even back then. But, you know, they go after them, they realize, okay, this is too difficult, and they've got a band of attorneys, and they're able to avoid it. And they said, hey, we'll forget about the one. We'll go after the 99. They don't have, you know, a legal counsel. And,
they have enough money to make it worth it in the aggregate.
Right.
But I saw something. I lived through when the Clinton tax increase came in. It was only taxing rich people. But when the final bill went into effect, it taxed the Social Security benefits of people who earned more than $28,000 a year. That's a long way from being rich.
Right, exactly.
The problem is, in the end, when government is funding massive amounts of spending, the only source of the income to get that money is upper middle income America.
Exactly.
And that's what people need to understand.
Yeah, because we know that when you tax corporations, guess what? That tax goes down to the consumer. You know, so it passes on down to us, so we're the ones that carry the weight. Yes, exactly.
Well, and who owns the corporation? 70% of them are owned by American pension funds, insurance companies, annuities. That's us.
Yes. Well, and the thing that's so dangerous with these, these pension funds and, you know, some of these organizations like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street is they wield so much power and influence. It's no wonder. I mean, that right now, Senator, as you know, our country is elite captured by the Chinese and other nefarious players on the planet right now that want the American dream to go away. And we're being chewed up from the inside with these organizations that I think Vanguard is something, you know, they handle some like $30 trillion of assets. That's a lot of power and a lot of influence on the Beltway that they're buying up in terms of, you know, our elected officials.
Well, let me tell you this, Bill. I'm a lot more concerned about these pension funds, these big index funds, imposing their political values on corporate America and its impact on my pension and your pension and the future of our country than I am about the Chinese.
Yes.
The idea that they're forcing companies that you've invested your life savings in to promote environmentalism, to promote all of these agendas that have nothing to do with what you want, which is you want a good retirement income, and you put your money there, and they're playing politics with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I deeply resent it, and we should stop it, and it's illegal.
Exactly.
The law says. Anyway, I'm getting off subject, but you got
I got the point. We've got a minute left here, Senator Graham. The final takeaway, the big takeaway that you want our audience to get from this book, The Myth of American Inequality.
The big takeaway is the American dream is alive and well. Inequality is grossly overstated, and it's declining. We need to get our facts straight because we're having debates on numbers that don't reflect reality. And you can buy this book over The Myth of American Inequality over Amazon, or you can buy it at large bookstores and hopefully soon at every bookstore.
Well, and we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com as well, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator Phil Graham, thank you so much. Great information here.
Thank you.
Knowledge is power, and get ready, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuse anymore. They've done a lot of great work on this book, and this will really pull back the veil on this whole myth of American inequality. Thank you, Senator. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon Access is a new hub that makes shopping easier and more affordable for families this holiday season. Find information on payment options like SNAP EBT, the Amazon Layaway Program, and Prime Access, Amazon's discounted Prime membership for qualifying customers. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery and can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and produce from Amazon Fresh. Plus, shop with Amazon Layaway, a new program that allows you to reserve select items. Pay just 20% of the total cost and the rest over time with no credit check, interest, or hidden fees. Learn how you can start saving today and register your SNAP EBT card, reserve items with Amazon Layaway, and enroll in Prime Access by visiting amazon.com/access.
USA News Update. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake and numerous aftershocks have struck in Northern California, knocking out power. The earthquake, which was reported at 2:34 a.m. Pacific on Tuesday, had a depth of 10 miles and was centered 7.5 miles southwest of Ferndale. That's in Humboldt County, about 130 miles north of San Francisco. An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of 10 claims solicited by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson ruled the claims that can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. Kurt Olson on Fox 10 Phoenix is Ms. Lake's attorney.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
Be aware the cold weather is going to be hindering travel this holiday weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
To Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got America's money answers man right where we need him, Jordan Goodman. And do we need you, buddy? What the heck is going on? I mean, this is supposed to be the season to be jolly and, you know, going out and shopping and not worrying. But it seems, the Grinch of, bad Christmas is raising its head here. What's going on?
Well, it is. I mean, people are shopping a lot. The stores have been quite busy, and people, particularly upper-income people, are feeling quite confident and going out and buying a lot of stuff. But the middle and the lower-income people are really getting squeezed by high gas prices, high food prices, rents. You know, this inflation is really taking a toll on the average person, and they just don't have a lot of money left over for Christmas gifts this year. And a lot of them are putting on credit cards. The amount of debt is soaring. Because people are making up the difference in their income not being enough with more debt, which is very expensive. I think the average interest rate on a credit card today is 19%. That's an expensive way to live.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're going to owe our soul to the company store here before we know it, right?
Yeah, well, we're doing that on the national level, and we're doing that on the individual level. I mean, on the national level, we're still borrowing, you know, well over $1 trillion a year. The national debt recently went over $31 trillion. Nobody seems to remember these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And we still have all kinds of unfunded liabilities, Social Security and Medicare and all these things. Nobody seems to worry about these things. We just keep piling up the debts.
Yeah, they won't until they do, and they have no
it's
choice.
Too late.
Yeah, exactly. No, without a doubt. So what's your sense in terms of any kind of confidence that this administration can solve any problems when it comes to economics?
Well, I mean, their solution is usually to raise taxes and spend more money. And that tends not to work too well. And you're seeing
isn't that what got us in trouble in the first place?
Exactly. I mean, we were energy independent. We had an inflation rate of about 1.5%. We had an unemployment rate of like 3.5%. And before COVID came along, you know, things were going really, really well in many, many ways. And that's just not the situation we're in today. We have inflation at 7.5%. Gas prices are still quite high. Commodity prices are high. Unemployment's been ticking up. And you're seeing a lot of these high-paid workers who thought they were invulnerable getting cut. I mean, Facebook laid off, what, 11,000 workers.
Wow.
Amazon, tens of thousands. I could go through a list of companies. PepsiCo laid off thousands of people. You know, companies that are doing well.
Yeah, these are not good signs, are they?
So going into 2023, I think that's what you're going to expect, is the slowdown in consumer confidence. Even if healthy companies are laying people off, you can imagine what the weaker companies are doing.
Oh, they're going to, yeah, it's going to be crazy. Jordan, I mean, the core, I mean, in the middle of the hub and the spokes that are, you know, all contributing to this wackiness right now, at the center of that hub, isn't it energy?
Well, it is, and it's been messed up terribly by the whole Russian situation. I mean, it's outrageous.
Well, the Russian and our own. I mean, it's not just Russia. I mean, you can blame Russia, but I mean, when you have a president that says, "Oh, we're going to just turn off the spigot on a dime," what do you think is going to happen?
Right. So that's under Trump, we were energy independent. We were actually exporting energy, and now we're producing. We were producing about 14 million barrels a day. Now it's about 10 million barrels a day, and that's declining. Companies are not investing in new production because the incentives are just not there to do so, and the environmental penalties and so on. These are long-term investments that don't happen quickly, and things we're getting now are paying off from 10 years ago. And so you have to be, it's kind of like planting seeds, think of it that way.
Right.
We're not planting the seeds now that will produce energy 5 and 10 years from now because of the incentives being so anti-oil. The world is running on oil now. It's nice to talk about windmills and solar and all kinds of wonderful stuff, but that's still a relative, maybe 5% of energy produced is
renewables. Like it's like you're Don Quixote chasing windmills, man. Where's your Sancho Pancho, man? You know, that's what we ought to do. We'll dress up the vice president as Sancho Pancho.
There we go.
And we'll have, you know, Don Quixote running around there, Joe Biden falling off the horse.
It is a serious problem.
To me, it's so academic because it's like, you know, what was the problem with us being energy independent? I mean, was that a bad thing?
That was a bad thing, yes, because it meant too much pollution and the energy being produced was causing climate change. So what's more important
is that empirical evidence, though, really?
Polar bears are having a hard time with the icebergs, so that's our main priority, you see, as opposed to starving our economy. I mean, around the world, they're still using a ton of oil. We're trying to do some things. Electric cars, for example, don't, you know, use gas, and that's all the big car companies are moving to electric cars. So that's a good thing, but we're still using a ton of oil.
But we're not prepared. I mean, you know, they're saying by 2030, you're probably going to be able to supply the demand, you know, of about 10%. So 90% of us are going Amish. We're just going to go and buy buggies and a horse. Okay?
But like I think California has a law that they will not be able to sell gasoline-powered cars after, I think it's 2035, something like that. And so that's a very big market, and I don't think there's enough raw materials in the world to build as many electric cars with the copper and lithium and everything that goes into a battery. We're going to have to create lots of new mines to get all the raw materials for these things, and those mines are not being created. We literally cannot build the number of electric cars they're talking about mandating.
Right, exactly. Well, see, then, you know, in California, all the cars, you know, will be maligned. They'll now be clunkers, and you got to turn them in. I mean, you know, along with your guns and anything else that they feel is nefarious, you know, forget about your freedoms. I mean, just check it all in at the door.
Yeah.
You know, and here's all these great cars. Of course it does.
The economy in a major, major way.
Well, of course.
The car industry is a huge industry, maybe second after housing. And they're trying to do this transition. But as we've said, we literally do not have enough raw materials to produce the batteries and all the things that go into an electric car. We just do not have anything close to them. I heard it takes like 7 times the amount of copper to do an electric car than a regular gas-powered car, something like that.
Okay.
So it's going to drive up commodity prices in the long run. It's inflationary, actually.
Of course it is. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't, I don't know, I mean, if you're conspiratorial, you would think that this is an outright cabal to crush the economy altogether. I mean, because how do you make the, I mean, I don't know any economic genius, so-called, that would prescribe this kind of program with this kind of rapidity without having any kind of backup or bailout system or some way to ease things into play, not just, you know, flip a switch and think on a dime you're going to do this. And then, and of course, this is all based at the very beginning of the theory, you know, climate change and all that. This is not, we're not getting this, you know, this. I'm not reading scientific fact on climate change. I mean, it's in the realm of the conspiratorial. But because it's coming from the left, it's like it's dogma, you know?
Right. Well, that's what's driving this policy. I mean, it's clearly that's what's driving it. And
so 20 years down the road, we're going to go, what did we do? Right?
It's true. So that's part of what's hurting the economy, clearly. And I just think the atmospherics of what's going on here, as far as, it doesn't seem like we have our act together, not only here, but around the world. China has this huge COVID lockdown policy, which literally millions of people are being locked down. Now they're actually protesting about it.
So you're telling me the world has lost its mind?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's why the markets have been going down so much, because people are losing confidence in the future. You're seeing things like the China COVID policy. In Russia, the place is completely falling apart as they're being embargoed on every possible way. Mm-hmm. The Middle East, they're raising oil prices by cutting production and hurting themselves in the process. It's just around the world. We're supposed to be the leader, okay? We're not showing the leadership in this kind of turbulent world we're in today.
No, we've surrendered that position, and of course, all our enemies, you know, like China, Russia, Iran, everything, they're licking their chops. And the only thing that's saving us is they're not all that prepared to take over either.
Exactly. Well, right? China thought it was.
Yes.
But because of the zero COVID policy, I mean, they've got a real potential revolution on their hands.
Exactly. I mean, when you're out there in the street, they're yelling, get rid of Xi, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's a death sentence.
It is. That's very dangerous to do. And they hold up literally a blank piece of paper. That's their protest. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
But that's dangerous to do. But they're so frustrated that they're doing it. And, you know, they clamp down on these things. But it's very bad.
Well,
for the economy.
I'll tell you what. If you get Joe Biden and Fetterman together, they could probably read what's on that blank paper.
So we'll see. But I think that's the end of the year that we're in right now. Is unfortunately, a lot of things would be what I would call self-inflicted wounds.
Oh, without a doubt. No doubt about it. Well, he's America's money answers man, but there's only so many answers to the crazy questions that we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, he's tenacious. He keeps coming back. Jordan Goodman, your website, Jordan, real quick.
Moneyanswers.com. They can always email me at jordan@moneyanswers.com.
This report is sponsored by Kia America. Kia America is getting a head start on New Year's and giving people nationwide a chance to see and touch the future with a cross-country tour of the iconic Times Square New Year's Eve 2023 numerals that will illuminate New York City's Times Square on December 31st. Towed cross-country from Los Angeles to New York City by a 2023 Kia Telluride X-Pro, stops are scheduled in Las Vegas, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. On December 20th, the numerals will arrive in New York City's Times Square, just in time for the world-famous ball drop on New Year's Eve. For the third consecutive year, Kia is the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, and James Bell, head of corporate communications, Kia America, explains,
"At Kia, we believe in giving back to the local communities in which we live. And what better way than a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see and touch the future, share the fun, and feel the excitement of New Year's Eve in Times Square? We hope this helps accelerate all of the good things to come in 2023.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, we're hearing the music of John Schlitt, the infamous. He's back with us, having all kinds of fun and frivolity. Because, hey, are you dressed in your Santa's outfit, by the way?
I would love to say yes, but I'm afraid not.
You took it off? I was told the wife unit said that you go to sleep in your Santa outfit. Is that fake news? Is that what that is?
Fake news, buddy.
Oh, I'm telling you. I love this time of year, don't you?
I do, bud. You know what? From Thanksgiving through New Year's, it's by far my favorite time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a great time, and of course here we're in the Advent season, looking forward to Emmanuel, God with us, and this is a special time to rewrite the year, look back at the year, forgive yourself, accept God's forgiveness, and let's be anticipating a better year ahead, right?
Amen. And isn't it cool that it's the one time of year that the whole world recognizes Christ?
Yes. Amen. Yeah, whether you like it or not, okay?
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
And guess what? There is going to be a time that every knee will bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord of Lords, right? And that's what we have to look forward to. This is the confidence that we have that's available to all of us. This is this grand gift that God has given us.
That's
how cool.
Right.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm right with you. So tell us a little bit about your your Christmas music projects, because you know me, I'm such a fan of Christmas music and John Schlitt, by the way, and with all your rich history and that we've been able to share over the years, but I want the audience to be enthused that you love Christmas music and you've got music out there available for them.
Yeah, it was done several years ago, but whenever a Christian artist does a Christmas record, it really is understood that it will be used through the years for just that short time period. And I am just very excited and pleased, and I feel like finally I did what I was supposed to do. I did a Christmas record that respected the Christmas spirit,
mm-hmm.
but also did Christmas music the way I would like to hear it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a little more, I won't say edgy, just maybe a little more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some traditional feel to it also.
Sure.
It was the kind of record I would like to hear, and with total respect towards the spirit of Christmas. And I'm very pleased with it, and it's an exciting time for me because, again, we can talk about it every year about this time and bring it to people's attention. And hopefully it'll become part of a standard mm-hmm. for many people to come, you know, where we
right.
pull it out every November and play it.
Well, John, you know, this is a deal, you know, that, like you said, the message, when you receive the message, you know, just like the shepherds there on the mountain, I mean, can you imagine how blown away they were when the angels came to them and said, today is born unto you, and they get the message, and what, I mean, I can't imagine that they just kind of, you know, depressingly walked into Bethlehem. You know, I mean, I got to imagine that they were so touched, you know, by a sanctified, ordained sort of way that it uh-huh. moved their very spirits. And this is, you know, this is what your music reminds me of, is that, you know, when you say that you had a chance to go into the studio and produce Christmas music the way you wanted to hear that. And that was my sense, is that, you know, you're getting the present, God's present of Emmanuel. And you're excited about that. And when you have that revelation understanding what God is giving us on this Christmas morning, I mean, nothing else matters. I mean, if that doesn't light you up, I don't know what will.
Oh, amen. You know, as a singer, as a Christian singer, please, especially, to have the opportunity to, especially what I have, to use some of the most amazing talent producing musicians and be able to bring that vision together and know that it's the best I possibly can do because it's to Christ. It better
Amen.
Be the best that can possibly be done. And mm-hmm. I've been given that option to be able to do that. And I'm mm-hmm. I am just very blessed. Anytime I do any project, I am always just totally blown away with the fact that God has opened those doors for me, and all I have to do is be the best I can be and, mm-hmm. and use that music to lift up the message of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And let God put his super on your natural, right? Isn't that cool?
Oh, amen.
I love that. I love that totally.
Hey, we're talking about natural. I love that too.
Yeah. Well, you can steal that. It's okay.
You know what? I think I will.
Well, absolutely. I mean, hey, I'm just about putting, you know, letting God super, you know, lay on my natural. That's all it is. So you can tell the wife unit that and see what she says, huh?
You know what? She'll go, oh my gosh.
That's all we need. Another. Yeah, and you're gonna. Next thing you know, we're gonna have a T-shirt with that on it. Okay, along with have a God day. Yeah. We're visiting with John Schlitt, who's become a dear friend. Gosh, John, I just so appreciate you. I appreciate your heart. You know, your history. You know, engineer Brad loves it when you come on. He's been a big fan of yours as well. You know, going back to the, you know, Petra days where you earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 GMA Dove Awards, 3 RIAA Certified Gold Albums. You know, what a contribution to Christian music and the legacy of Christian music that you've been a part of, and we just cannot thank you and honor you enough, John.
Well, you know, it was an opportunity that God allowed me to have, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate it so much. Again, I've never taken it for granted. Anything that God has, if there's any accolades, to me, they were just always just keys to open up doors to be able to walk through some, you know, a situation where I might not have in another without these quote accolade. So we use these to open up doors to bring up the message that can change lives. And that's how I've always seen it. All the mm-hmm. Grammys, all the Doves, all the awards, I very much appreciate, and they look great in my trophy case.
Right. But, yeah, they, you know.
But the truth is, the only value there is it legitimizes me to be heard.
Yeah, right.
And I love that. I think that's amazing how God works.
Exactly. And to do even greater things like what you're doing with Build It Ministries. Tell our audience about that.
Oh, man, that is a... it really is one of my main focuses now, although we have the 50th anniversary for Petra, and I have the Union of Sinners and Saints, and I have the J Secular Band. But my ministry, the Build It Ministry, is allowing me to help others financially, prayer-wise, but more financially. Finally, I'm in a position where there are people that trust me in handling these kind of their income, their excess,
mm-hmm.
and we've been able to go in and help cancer patients and ladies who have been have gotten sick and been sort of knocked down, people that were standing on their own two feet and got knocked down.
Yeah.
And I've been able to come in there and say, you know what, I know for a fact that you're not asking for help, but I want to help.
Yeah.
And because I know you're going to stand on your own two feet again, and it's going to take you to the next level. And
right.
It's been a real exciting blessing for me.
Yeah, a hand up more than a handout, and it's more, and that's always more meaningful. You right?
Oh gosh, yes. And you know, watch the results is always such a gratification. Such an exciting time.
What a blessing, John Schlitt. What are we looking forward to for next year?
Well, like I said, we have the Petra 50th anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Union of Sinners and Saints, a brand new record with that. I'm still playing with the J Secular Band, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, the ministry is taking to the next level, I think. And that's so far. There's a couple of things that I can't talk about it right now, buddy. But I guarantee we'll talk about it later.
Well, that just gives us a reason to talk once again, because we're never lacking for that opportunity, right? Or subject matter, I should say. More the subject matter than the opportunity. And, of course, you continue to do well with the Go CD project, right? Your original material that you've done. Go ahead.
You know, that is the oldest new record I've ever had. Thanks,
Well, we had to give it a plug. So, John, if people want to find out your whereabouts and what you're up to, how can they connect with you?
Several different ways. Just go to johnschlitt.com or johnwschlitt.com and check out the website. It's just actually in the middle of being rebuilt. You can connect with my ministry there, with the touring, with what's happening with the up-to-date type of stuff. And I'm starting to understand how important that is.
Yeah.
For a long time, I had the assistants that were telling me, John, you really need to get an And now I'm starting to realize that, yes, I do need to keep things up to date and let folks know what's going on.
Well, inquiring people want to know, John Schlitt. That's it. We appreciate the information. The best rock singer in Christian music history, the one and only John Schlitt. John, you're awesome. God bless you. Merry Christmas, huh?
Oh, buddy. You know, it's always a great time to talk with you all. And whatever I can do to help, let me know.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.